Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back to the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour, wherever you're sitting. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth, and it's all about preparing. And I want to say that I think carrot bars is one of the best ways to prepare to gain some gold. Encourage you to check into this. Now is the time to purchase it. Now is the time based on the price of gold. The packages are less. It's less to get involved, and you can go to powerhourgold.com and learn more about it. Okay, we had Ramon asking a question regarding the card, and you mentioned e-wallet. Now, what is e-wallet versus having the credit card or the debit card, Pete?
The e-wallet is effectively a transport hub, if you will, just like a truck stop is a transport hub. Where trucks fuel up and sometimes get fixed, or the drivers shower up and so forth. E-wallet is sort of like a transport hub, and you can configure it to do just about anything you want these days. And carrot bars does have an e-wallet option that you can use to transfer money to and from their system, if you will. So even people without credit cards to use to purchase and so forth can use the e-wallet to acquire carrot bars. And one part of Ramon's question, I think, was can you have, for instance, an automatic payroll deduction if you're a company? And that's actually being done by some companies right now with carrot bars, where they have the company has a voluntary gold saving plan available for their employees, and it's an additional income stream for the employees, or I mean for the company, and the employees are slated to have automatic payroll deduction from their paychecks, and they send that forward to carrot bars, and they get their gold that way.
That is amazing.
One question, if I may, the e-wallet is a separate card, or how's that?
It's totally electronic. Just go in there, you register your free account with carrot bars, and you set up the e-wallet. You can go in there almost the same time and do that, and you can connect the dots with bank accounts and so forth. So you can use the e-wallet effectively. You don't even have to have a credit card to get carrot bars.
Mm-hmm. The question is really, I guess I need to talk to somebody individually, because it's really more complicated than that is my question. I'm wanting to, you know how the banks can give you a haircut, and they've given Greece a haircut and everybody else. In your system, does it have the same protections as a carrot bar, where I can put my money, say $1,000 in there, and when if and when there's a crash, the bank won't be able to say, oh, well, we're taking, $900 out of your account, and you've got $100 left?
Well, Carrot Bars doesn't actually own the e-wallet, if you will. They have a service company that provides that to them. Again, that's going to be a function of whatever happens to fiat currency, happens to anything you have in fiat currency, whether it's the e-wallet or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good deal.
If you have any more questions, Ramon, go to Power Hour Gold and sign in there, and then we'll get your questions answered, I promise you, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ramon. I appreciate the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add? We're really out of time right now. Go to powerhourgold.com or call the Power Hour if you're not online at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. It's kind of a highly developed business.
Hey.
Hello?
Clear.
That's weird. That was weird, wasn't it?
Oh, it was weird.
It was- is a ghost, I think. Hey, thank you very much, Pete Fettig, for joining us in the Power Hour today. Awesome program. Thank you very much, and appreciate your help on explaining carrot bars to our listeners. Thank you so much.
Joyce, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You have a blessed day. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. In our We're Gonna Find the Truth About This series, we want to know the truth. We're tired of being lied to. We have Chris Emery joining us today and Mary Ellen Moore. They're both with Free Mind Films, and of course they have been out front, ladies and gentlemen, in establishing the kind of documentaries that make you proud to be a patriot and a truth seeker. Chris Emery is a film writer, director, producer. He lives in Oklahoma City. His interest in the truth movement began many years ago when he discovered a consistent pattern of lies and deception contained in the U.S. government's official accounts of Ruby Ridge, WTC, Waco massacre, OKC bombing, and downing of TWA Flight 800, as well as the 9/11 disaster. And don't you know, we all kind of came awake during one of those times. And then we have Mary Ellen Moore joining us, who began to be really politically active at a young age. She actually was a volunteer in Barry Goldwater's campaign. A lot of people don't even remember who he is now. But after attending college, she worked several years as an actress in L.A., flew for 33 years as a flight attendant, Wow. With Delta Airlines, that's a lot of airtime. She retired early to return to the film industry, continue her activism with health and wellness. She lives in Austin. She's an executive producer, vice president in public affairs with an Oklahoma City-based film production company we just told you about, Free Mind Films, and the website, freemindfilms.com. Chris and Mary Ellen, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thanks
it's great
for
to be
having
back.
Us. We love
yeah,
it. You Thanks, are, Joyce.
You are so welcome. You're so appreciated here because you have put out what I think is the gold standard now. If you want to start to find out what happened and how much you've been lied to, this is a really excellent place to start. And the beautiful thing about Shadow Ring, the name of this documentary, is that it's only $13.46 also. So give a gift of Shadow Ring. Give a gift to your school or your library or whatever, your pastor, and share this information because it is going to change your life, especially if you buy into the Bill O'Reilly Fox News philosophy of, you know, everything is the way the government's telling us. But anyway, let me go to first to you, Chris. You got involved in writing this production and involved in this production, just like the other ones that you did, which are really phenomenal. I mean, every one of them, State of the Mind, Noble Lie regarding Oklahoma City. And why did you decide to put sort of a compiled group of issues together? Was it to try and get people to wake up to the fact that we've been lied to, or do you just think that we haven't been given the accurate information and somebody needed to do it?
Well, it's a combination of both, Joyce. Thank you. And it was actually, I want to give credit where credit is due. James Lane, the executive, one of our executive directors for the first two films, actually was fortunate enough to see a presentation that James Perloff had presented in Oklahoma City about 2.5 years ago. He was on a tour, a book tour, so to speak. And the PowerPoint presentation that James Perloff had offered was absolutely marvelous. It was so succinct. It was a great timeline to offer to people, such as you said, as a primer to what's been going on, why we've had these wars started under false pretense, who was actually, you know, as they say, who are the people moving the chess pieces around the board. So, but unfortunately, we were in the process of releasing our second film at the time, so there's no way we could start production on this. So we put this as our priority on the back burner. And that's pretty much the long and short of it. My capacity on this film was as a co-producer on logistics, making sure that the film crew got to, in fact, you were our first interview back in April of 2014, and we had 9 interviews after that, took a 3-week break, and then went on the West Coast tour. So I helped all of the logistics and the coordination, making sure that we got our graphic artists together and ran the day-to-day operations in the office while the crew was actually out on the road. So it's a marvelous piece of work. We're very proud of it. And Mary Ellen, of course, can certainly develop on that, too. She's been with us since day one on the project.
And I want to add to the listeners that if you think that you know it all, I mean literally that you've seen it all, you haven't until you've seen Shadow Ring. Like I said before, I don't know where they got this footage, and especially on Pearl Harbor, that will change your attitude. You will never be able to believe and buy into the prevailing story ever again. It is just so important that people know this truth, and especially your children and grandchildren know this truth because they're not getting it anywhere else. Mary Ellen, your interest in this and your participation in this, you know, when you came down here and you told me I needed to sign a disclosure agreement or non-disclosure agreement or whatever, privacy agreement, confidentiality agreement, I thought, well, what can they have that's so important that I need to sign this agreement for? And sure enough, though, you did have a lot of material and a lot of information, like Free Mind Films always does, and it was well worth the wait. It took you guys almost a year, didn't it, Mary Ellen, to go around the country
Yes.
and film all these people?
Well, the filming of the interviewees was done within a 2-month period, but it was there was so much information, so much footage, and so much that we were trying to integrate with the wonderful script that James Perloff wrote. Austin Green, our producer, had really a monumental task trying to put all of this together. And, of course, I think he did a fantastic job. It's basically a big history lesson, but made very interesting and very succinct. You know, I'm always talking to people about history. I happen to be a huge history buff, and of course most people are very bored with history because in school it was made to be very boring. And I tell people, hey, if you're not into history, get interested in it, because so much of what we see today we've seen in the last couple thousand years or a couple hundred years. And I think especially when you start to look at all the false flags that we really highlight in this film. Now, we don't have time in the film to highlight every false flag event that's happened, but
now,
we do highlight...
That. Think about what you just said. There's too many false flag events for us
to
even cover. I mean, that really is an indictment on the present system, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it makes me laugh because I think back, I had a history professor that was just fantastic, and he, I remember learning about Nero and how he started Rome on fire and then blamed the Christians. I mean, you can go back in history, and if you really study, you can find all kinds of things like Hitler burning his own Reichstag building, and, you know, but we wanted to make this more about the United States and how we've gotten involved in wars and how we've had, there's always got to be a boogeyman because we've got to feed the war machine. And, I happen to believe that no matter what we do, war will always be with us. But, you know, this film really, really brings it all together.
It does. It really does. Let's talk about the Lusitania, because most people don't even remember it, don't know what happened. What can you tell us about the Lusitania? I don't care whichever one of you wants to come forward. But what would we be shocked to find out or surprised to learn?
Go ahead, Mary Ellen.
Well, you know, you have to understand that the Lusitania was one of the vehicles that was used to get us involved in World War One. But right when the Lusitania happened, we didn't the next day declare war. This was just one of the things that was fomented the war. However, what the American people really need to understand is up until the entry into World War One, the American people had followed, you know, the wise advice of George Washington when he said it's our true policy to steer clear of any permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Why by, what does he say? Something about why by interweaving our destiny with that of Europe, it entangles our peace and prosperity in the toils of European ambition, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what would be the best way to get the American people away from their isolationist thinking? And that is maneuvering the United States into the war with something big. And that was when the Cunard line of the owners of the Lusitania turned the ship over to the First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. And it now became a ship in the English Navy, and it was under the control of the English government. So the ship was sent to New York, and this is something that most people don't know. It was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, all owned by J.P. Morgan and Company, to be sold to England and France to aid in their war against Germany. You know, this was a full year and a half before we got involved. So it was known at that time that the bankers and the very wealthy really wanted us involved in the war. Well, why? Because, as you know, war is very profitable. So even before the clash of arms, the French firm of was the Rothschild branch of the French bank cabled to Morgan and Company, New York, a flotation loan of $100 million, which was to be left in the United States to pay for the French purchases of American goods. See, it's never as simple as just let's explode this ship.
Right.
But, you know, when you understand that they kept saying they did a big cover up. The big thing about the Lusitania is the cover up that was not released till many years later, that there was all this ammunition on board. And I mean, a torpedo, the ship sank in 18 minutes when the torpedo exploded it. So that's my big thing, is how this was used to get us involved. And
what kind of
go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to
say that.
Go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the Sir Edward Grey of England, the Foreign Secretary, asked Edward Mandell House, who was really the guy that ran Woodrow Wilson, he says, what will America do if the Germans sink an ocean liner with American passengers on board? And House said, I believe that a flame of indignation would sweep the United States, and that by itself would be sufficient to carry us into the war.
Yeah. What kind of footage will they see in the video there? I'd like for you to think about that during the break and let people know what they will learn about the Lusitania from watching the documentary after this four-minute break. We'll be back with Chris Emery and Mary Ellen Moore. Four-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're talking today about Free Mind Films production called Shadow Ring, which is absolutely outstanding. If you've got that guy who says, oh, all this stuff, it can't be true, our government will never do it, then get the video, because in there, well, you will find the information, the video work to prove it to you. I can't tell you what an impression. If you just paid $13.46 for the Pearl Harbor information, it would be worth it, listeners. Show it to some people that are history buffs. Shock them. I'm telling you, it will. Because you mean we were lied to about the whole story about Pearl Harbor? Absolutely. Anyway, going back to you, Mary Ellen, on the issue of the Lusitania, what will people see in this documentary visually about the Lusitania that might surprise them?
Well, they're going to see, as I said earlier, that the ship went down in 18 minutes and it was a gigantic explosion caused by one torpedo. And we've got some footage of a picture of the Lusitania in there. Of course, we don't have anything with it going down, but we've had artist renditions of that. You know, we also have, Chris, why don't you add a little bit to this, because that's kind of one of your areas.
We had a great team of graphic artists and hired several interns from the film school down at OU, just a wonderful establishment down there. And these were talented film students that really helped us on the research and getting a lot of the archival footage. What we show is basically, number one, that there were German intelligence operatives in New York at the time, within a few months before this. This was the last voyage of the Lusitania, by the way. It left port on May 1.
I mean, I know it was the last voyage because of what happened, but it was supposed to be planned to be the last voyage?
Yes, ma'am. At that time, it already did 202 crossings of the Atlantic between England and New York. It was a very trustworthy and seaworthy ship. At the time, it had the capacity of doing 25 knots, which is still pretty respectable for a ship that large. But the German operatives knew that, as Mary Ellen said, I mean, can you imagine millions of rounds of ammunition, J.P. Morgan funding the whole thing? I mean, these names keep popping up. It's the as they say, the usual suspects. And they said, look, they put an ad in, I believe it was the New York Times, that says, you're being forewarned. If you take this ship, or if you take this voyage on this ship, you know, we cannot guarantee, your safety will not be guaranteed by Cunard Lines or, so there it is. It was out there. And, of course, there were close to 1,200 passengers that perished on that voyage. But the footage, what we do is we really break it down in the simplest terms. Not only was there forewarning, not only was there munitions on the ship, these people took the risk. And once they got into this, within 13 miles of the Irish coast, you were entering the peripheral perimeter of the war zone. Within 11 miles, you were actually in the declared war zone. I mean, you're fair game, for lack of a better term. There were British naval cruisers that could have escorted the ship in. They were at port. They were just simply sitting on their thumbs. It was unbelievable. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, there was close to 3,000 people on the ship, no escort. As they got closer and the submarine only shot one torpedo, had the opportunity to do a follow-up or a backstop, chose not to. And it was verified later, even some of the top secret documents were open, that yes, there was munitions on the ship. It was being used as a false flag cover ship, and it was game. It was actually a fair game for a target. And for both the British Admiralty and J.P. Morgan, all of the folks involved in not only loading the munitions and buying them, but receiving them on the other end, knew full well what was going on. It was very insidious, and we just, like I said, present it as it is, and the viewers are intelligent enough to know and mm-hmm. walk away from that with the correct conclusion.
Well, it can't be a coincidence.
Oh, my goodness. Last voyage. Wow. I wonder what the opposite of a maiden voyage is. I never heard of that name, but that was the last voyage for a lot of reasons. I want to talk about Vietnam, because a lot of the people that have seen this documentary, their comment is that the best information they thought was on Vietnam. Chris, what can you tell us about what we might not know about Vietnam. A lot of us remember that and know it really, really well. But what might we be surprised at to see in the Shadow Ring regarding Vietnam? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Mary Ellen Moore and Chris Emery, freemindfilms.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and you can get Shadow Ring at the Power Mall, 1346, 877-817-9829. We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Robert Redfern. He's always so fascinating to have on the program from the UK or from Spain, wherever he is. We're going to be talking to him about health issues. And then Ed Haslam will be joining us. Ed Haslam, cancer-causing monkey viruses. Remember the SV40? Well, Ed Haslam will be joining us tomorrow. We cannot hear enough about those stories, because if we continue to talk about it, others hear about it, they'll stop this horrendous vaccination on their children without knowing what the real damage is. And that just breaks my heart. And I know Mary Ellen feels the very same way about that. I want to encourage you to take advantage of the items that are on special at the Power Mall. I do need to tell you that there will be no more of the Green Cleanse books for a while. They're republishing them or reprinting them, and it's going to take a while. So you won't be getting your Green Liver Cleanse book if you've just ordered it of recent. It's going to be out of print. But the Liver Cleanse items at the Power Mall, and the sheet comes with it to explain how to do it if you want to do that. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. Let me remind you, they've got some specials on the books Paleo Vegan, which is a plant-based primal recipes. Primal, I don't know why primal, but anyway, plant-based primal recipes. Herbal Vinegar. Now, this book is so good by Maggie Oster. It's got flavored vinegars, how to make those, how to make all kinds of mustards. Now, think about that. Wouldn't that be fun to impress people with your grilled chicken breast marinated in vinegar mustard sauce or, you know, whatever? Ginger vinegar sauce with stir-fried shrimp and broccoli if you eat seafood. But think about making your own mustards, making your own chutneys, preserves, conserves, salsas, and then how to use herbs for cosmetic purposes. It's a great book. Included in here is peach ketchup, cranberry ketchup, Concord grape ketchup, and then the old-fashioned tomato ketchup. If you want to be able to make your own ketchup, get the book called Herbal Vinegar. And then there's one more called Herb Mixtures and Spicy Blends. So you can get the no-salt blends of spices to make, marinades, dressings, butters, spreads, and dessert mixtures. And make your own teas and mulling spices. It's also by Maggie Oster. 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking about Freemind Films' incredible production called Shadow Ring. Mary Ellen Moore is my guest, along with Chris Emery. And they have three documentaries, which you can get at the Power Mall. State of the Mind, that's the psychology of mind control, of course. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City Bombing, and Shadow Ring, which is about who does what behind the scenes. That's a part we haven't even gotten into. Who does what behind the scenes? And I want to go to that on the CFR with Mary Ellen after we talk about Vietnam. But if you don't mind, Chris, what will people learn about Vietnam that they may not have known if they haven't seen Shadow Ring?
Well, what we do is we break it down and cover what is called the Gulf of Tonkin incident. That was the alleged incident that goaded the United States and Congress to declare the Gulf of Tonkin resolution to bring horrendous loss of life and all of the troops on the civilian side throughout, I believe, 1975 is when we pulled out. Anyway, August 2nd of 1964 was the first alleged incident. And they claimed that there were several North Vietnamese sailors killed, two destroyers. Never happened. There was only one warning shot that was fired, and that never hit any North Vietnamese vessels and never got in within 10,000 yards of U.S. vessels. The whole thing was complete fabrication. A subsequent incident happened on August 4th, but that was it were just ghost images on the radar. So through all of that, this non-event, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, what we discovered was it was 2 months before this even happened. This resolution was already drawn up. The ink had dried. It was just ready for the signature of the president and several members of the Senate and the House. And so here, within a matter of from August 2nd to August 7th, all of this alleged incidents happened, this firefight out in the middle of the Gulf off the coast of South Vietnam. And it was passed in Congress on August 7th, 5 days after the first ghost incident, and then enacted on August 10th. That's when the U.S. Marines were sent in on the beaches. In fact, Craig Roberts, who was helped us on the first two films, was part of that original detachment of U.S. Marines. He was a sniper. And he said they had no business going in there. There was nothing. There was no threat. It was a peaceful French colony. We had basically we were attacking a sovereign nation. And it was just horrendous what had happened in the next 11 years.
So sad. So sad. And 56,000 of our people, not to mention how many thousands of people, thousands, hundred thousands of people died as a result of what happened in Vietnam. And for what? Well, you know, trading with them now. I guess that's what we gained out of it after all those lives were lost. Behind all of these things, the shadow people behind all of these events that sit back and orchestrate and create and decide when this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I don't care if it's the Chattanooga shooting or it's the Charleston shooting or whatever. It seems like there's a lot of people behind the scenes that do this. I'd like for you to address that, if you don't mind, Mary Ellen.
Well, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations is one of the big themes of the film Shadow Ring, and we're kind of using Shadow Ring as a quiet, shadowy circle in the sense of that what we're trying to get across in this film is that there is a silent, shadowy oligarchy that actually runs our country behind the scenes. The presidents, regardless of what political party, are controlled, their cabinets are controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. And, you know, before people kind of call me a conspiracy theorist, I kind of give them, I like to give a little background. The Council on Foreign Relations kind of came out of the League of Nations, proposals by Wilson after World War I, and the Senate said, no, we don't want the League of Nations. And, of course, this kind of foiled their plans temporarily because they wanted to get us involved in this plan for world government. But the Council on Foreign Relations was an offshoot of the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They're kind of sister organizations. And lest you think that, you know, the CFR controls policy here in the United States only, the real truth is that they transmit orders from our government officials to our government officials from the Royal Institute and the House of Rothschild and the bankers in London, where the real control is. And these guys are the ones that plan the wars. When you hear the term all wars are bankers' wars, this is where it comes from. The Council on Foreign Relations, if you look at the stats, they provide the cabinets of all the presidents of the last century, regardless of what party is in power, all the secretaries of defense, pretty much all. Now, there are exceptions to this, but pretty much most of the secretaries of defense, the Secretary of State, you name it, they all come out of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you're invited to join, it's a very big honor. There's about 4,000 members now, but you can be sure that within that 4,000 members, there are inner circles that really wield the control and take their orders from the House of Rothschild and the bankers that basically run our Federal Reserve and everything. So that's just kind of an overview. But, you know, it's really interesting. The universities, the medical profession, the big corporations, the media, all are part of the Council on Foreign Relations. So it's like a giant octopus. It's a very hard thing to explain to people when you say, well, so do you think there's like a group of men in a room that control the world? No, it's an octopus with tentacles. And they don't have to move very fast. Theirs is a very long-term plan. So we give a little bit of history of the Council on Foreign Relations and its origins and some of the names of the founders. But I really encourage people to read James Perloff's book on Shadows of Power and Truth is a Lonely Warrior, because it really goes into a lot of the details. And, you know, there's all these secret societies that it came out of, the Fabian Society. I remember learning as a little girl about Fabian socialism. Have you ever heard of that, Joyce?
Oh, we are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how that was basically named after a 3rd-century Roman general. And his philosophy was never confront the enemy directly in open battles, but let him, you know, defeat him gradually through a series of small battles. You know, here it's that eating an elephant kind of one bite at a time. So that's kind of it. The Council on Foreign Relations, if you ask people, your average Joe on the street, he will not have heard of the Council on Foreign Relations. And yet they control almost everything in this country, mm-hmm. from media to the presidents to the cabinets to the banks.
They truly do. And the other organizations, you know, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, you know, people say, well, you know, how can, you know, for instance, the color thing, the light blue and orange that I talk about a lot, how do they get that done? Well, they go through those, they funnel it through those organizations, because then they can tell the leaders of every corporation, this, thou shalt do this, and they do it, and they pull it off, and everybody thinks, oh, well, everything's happening synergistically, when in reality, it's all been predetermined and predesigned, which is how they get what they want. And we're there now. We're there. You know, it's just, they're just waiting to take it now and kind of pluck the fruit off the tree, it seems like.
If you watch our film, I was going to say real quick, if you watch our film State of Mind, it's a really good film on how they're able to pull this off and get the American people hoodwinked into accepting all of this. Go ahead, Chris. Mm-hmm.
One thing, Joyce, that people need to remember, that there was no North and South Vietnam back in 1964. It was a sovereign French colony. They were doing just fine on their own. In fact, you know, one of the Ho Chi Minh was a huge fan and a big supporter and believed in the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you talk about irony. So there was a lot of, of course, insidious reasons to go in there. Drug wars, the drug trade, the resources, massive gas and oil reserves within that part of the world. But once again, no North and South Vietnam, and it was just amazing that the people were very peaceful. Also, the ruler of that, the southern, there were different, as you would say, different sects or different society rulers, and the U.S. was instrumental in getting the CIA to topple the peaceful ones that didn't want the war and insert people that eventually would rule what is now known as, or what at the time was known as, South Vietnam. So there was a very instrumental, very incremental, very measured approach on getting this war to, and the people to implode on themselves and have the North and the South formed, and it was just horrendous. And even Doug Valentine, we interviewed on our second film, his dad worked for the CIA, wrote a lot of white papers on a lot of their positions and activities in North and South Vietnam. Horrendous, horrendous intelligence. And yes, the U.S. was complicit in causing that war.
Yeah, and it all comes back to by design. I mean, it's just strictly by design, and that's the sad part, and that's what Shadow Ring shows you when you watch this. And I would say in closing here that if you can get that to your church, to your local potluck, whatever you do in your area, you're going to open a lot of people's minds. You cannot go back once you see this footage. I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about it here, but it's another thing to see it in the historical footage that you all have obtained from, golly, I don't know how far back the footage goes. How many years does it go back? Do you know, Chris?
Well, we actually go back to the late 1890s. And we were able to get footage. Of course, the film industry was in its infancy back then, so we were very blessed to get in the archival footage of the Maine and a lot of the ships sailing into Havana Harbor. And it was amazing. We even surprised ourselves. One other thing, Joyce, if you have a minute, I want to let the listeners know that we actually screened this film in Oklahoma City back on May 2nd. And 122 people showed up. And I'm talking a cross-section of 8-year-olds to 82-year-olds. And we were very humbled to see a lot of these kids were homeschooled, 3 or 4 years ahead of their time as far as their peers in school. And they were excited to see the film. After the film, the final credits were rolling, we got a standing ovation. And afterwards, a lot of the folks came to us. They were excited. Some were very upset that they knew a lot of their relatives were drafted into these wars, started under false pretense, and they died for no good reason. Absolutely, it was just a waste of human life. And they were venting at us. They weren't mad at us, but they were venting at the fact that they finally learned the truth about why their uncle, why their grandfather, or, you know, their brothers, their dads had died. And it was a wake-up call, massive wake-up call for them.
Mm-hmm. And I just think there's so much that this opens up to communication between family members, between, I don't know, neighbors, whatever, spouses, whatever. Because there's so many people that have a problem with the truth. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. And they don't feel convinced. But with this, they're going to be convinced. And then you have to do something with that information. And I really feel for all the spouses that have a problem with the other person that doesn't understand it, and they're on two levels of communication. But I think this will really help, and I hope you will get it from the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. I want to thank you both for joining me today. Thank you so much for sharing this and for doing this incredible documentary. And I know I'd probably have to sign another confidentiality agreement if you're going to tell me what else you're going to be working on. But I do hope that there is something after this one also.
Definitely. We're going to let you know firsthand, Joyce. It's always a pleasure being on the show. And shout out again to Rose and to Catherine. You've got a great staff there. And we feel like we're family with you guys. It's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. They are awesome people. They always make me look good. If there's any way to do that, they make me look good. They're so wonderful. So thank you for saying that. That's very kind of you. To everybody over at the Power Mall that makes this happen, and we do support Free Mind Films, and we look forward to the next production. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen Moore. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. Thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure, and we love you, okay?
Thank you. Love you, too. And these are listeners to the Power Hour, too, ladies and gentlemen, and they know what's going on, and that's the best part. They're one of us. Thank you both for joining us today. We're going to go to a break in just a second, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about you doing your own private retreat and getting ready to go down to the retreat in Texas, in Mineola, Texas. There's a new website you might want to check out, thevillatexas.com, thevillatexas.com. If you'd like to see the facility we're going to be going to, look at all the yoga, the food. Check out those food pictures. Oh, my goodness, they are so amazing. And that's exactly the way it is there also. That's just the way it is at the Villa in Texas with the food. So looking forward to meeting all of you this weekend. I'll be going down on Sunday and look forward to meeting you at Mineola, Texas at the Villa. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Please get Shadow Ring if you haven't already done it. Get Shadow Ring at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. As we said, tomorrow Robert Redfern will be on the show. Robert Redfern from the UK, now Spain. We always like to find out what's happening in the UK with respect to whether or not things are available. And I mean, I'm talking about supplements and remedies there, because they're taking them off the market. I wanted to also share with you from Steve about Time Challenger. I can't believe he said such an awesome testimony. He emailed me this morning and said, taking Time Challenger faithfully for a year now. He said, this is truthful feedback on Time Challenger. I can say, in all honesty, it has been life-changing. We are so blessed to live in North America where we can still obtain this directly and not needing a doctor's prescription for pharmacological purchase, as all European countries are doing under the globalist-imposed Codex Alimentarius. Although I am in my 60s, the miracle of Time Challenger is that it has restored my critical thinking skills to that of my 20s. And Joyce, a big thank you for making Time Challenger available. It is making we the people come alive. Wow. Have a great day, Steve. Isn't that awesome? Amazing testimony. That is incredible. I know Jerry Peterman was really thrilled to receive that from Steve. It's all about doing the right thing for your body. And you know what? Not everything works for everybody. And not everybody has an aha experience. But I love it when they do and they let us know about it. In getting ready for your upcoming retreat, whether you're doing it home or whatever, you know, somebody said to me, well, Gary Null said, don't do anything in preparation for that. Well, that might be true, and he might say that and just do it all down there. But I know, having been there for the first time, not being in shape and not being the best that I could be, I wanted to be as effective as I could, or I do now. Before, I wasn't, and I couldn't keep up with anybody. I couldn't function as well. And perhaps if I had walked or been able to walk, I would have done a lot more. So that's the reason I say that, is you're going to want to be able to go on the power walks with the rest of the team. And even 3 or 4 days in advance of getting out there in the heat, I did last night. I was out there at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the heat doing my thing, walking as much as I could in the heat. And you may want to do that. Be sure and bring a water bottle of some type, stainless steel or some type of healthy water bottle, so that you can carry around your green stuff, red stuff, purple stuff, whatever stuff they've got there. Also, your flip-flops or shoes that are going to be worn inside. Just have a separate pair of shoes for inside and a pair of shoes for outside, preferably that hasn't been worn all over town. But, you know, if you want to get some thongs, I prefer Skechers slip-ons, because I feel like I tend to fall in flip-flops, and so I use the Skechers slip-ons. But do whatever, and then make sure you have 2 pairs of shoes, one for inside, one for outside. And that's really all you need, because you're not going to need to be all fancy dressed up and everything. You don't need anything for evening. And by the way, Wanda put it at the news section, the items that you might want to consider that I learned from being down there that you might need or want. You don't need to bring CDs, no music, no entertainment stuff, other than maybe a good positive thinking book that you want to read, because there'll be plenty to do down there. Trust me, there'll be plenty to do. We're going to love it. We're going to enjoy you all when we get to meet you this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. You have a blessed day. Go do something good for yourself and someone else. And I hope that you know that it's all about love in the very beginning of everything. And it's all about your health. Trust me. I don't think you need to trust me on that one. I think you know that. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. And we love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.